Guess what? This young lady that's going to be sharing her thoughts with us needs absolutely no introduction. Everybody that knows her loves her. She loves the church, so she put her shoulder to the wheel. And she is helping on the board here at the church in every way she possibly can. And believe it, this kid is intelligent. She can do things I could never think about doing when it comes to office work and getting this church straightened out. And everyone, if you don't love her already, it's because you don't know her. So get ready. Our Kimberly. Yay!
Delightful.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So, how are we all feeling today? Are we feeling happy after all those songs?
Yeah.
All right, so that is what my talk is about tonight, being happy. And, you know, I kind of thought about this. It's interesting because you'll see, like, look at parts are written, parts are handwritten. And I just kind of, when they gave this to me, I thought, what am I going to talk about? And then I heard the word happy And then everybody kept saying, happy, 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 happy. I'm like, okay, I get it. Happy, happy. Okay. So I'm trying to think, you know, like, what makes you happy? What is happy? And how does happy feel? We all feel happy in different ways. You know, is it, you know, I was looking at, like, everybody, Lisa singing, that makes me happy. Seeing Carol tonight, surprise! Yay! She's down here, she's, like, past San Luis Obispo, right? Seeing Judy here, looking so great.
Yay.
Mary smiling at me. She, like, makes me happy when she smiles at me. Looking at Janie, and she has music on her socks. Seeing how happy Millie is. You know, seeing how happy Millie is when she hears the sandwich song. But those things make me happy, you know. I mean, there could be other things. Chocolate-covered marshmallows, those really make me happy. You know, I saw a dog's head hanging out the car window all happy, you know, going like this. And I was like, gosh, if we could only just be that excited about life, you know. So, you know, happiness, though, it starts kind of within ourselves. And, you know, it's our responsibility to make ourselves happy. It's your responsibility to make you happy. So it's not your friends, your family, your partners. It's not your job. You know, it starts from within. And they can be... Your friends and family can be there to bring more joy and happiness and enhance your feeling of happiness, but being happy means we're taking responsibility for our actions. So I kind of want to get us a little out of our comfort zone. So what I'm going to do is ask you to stand, and I'm going to play a song, and I want you to either follow along to it, and if you can't stand, sit in your thing. But I want you to feel this, because this song really... kind of got to me. It's the Happy Song by Pharrell Williams. So, you guys ready? I want you to stand up.
Okay.
Come on, if you can, or sit there. Start moving, though.
It might seem crazy what I'm about.
Can you hear it? It is up to the speaker. So listen. So, I know, but see the video, they're like this. Start moving, you guys. Get happy. Can you hear it? Clap along. I can't move. Come on. Clap along, let's go. I don't see anybody moving. Let's see. Smile. Come on. Get going. Get your vibration up. That makes everybody in this room happy. That makes spirit happy.
I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
I figured it out.
No offense.
Woo! Oh, look at Carol's got a bum knee and she's going. Go! All right. It keeps going on, but it's contagious, isn't it? Like, I don't know, who's heard that song before? I love the song. Lori and I love the song. I was telling her I'm going to talk about, huh?
Win Grammy.
Yeah. Oh, it did? I told her I'm going to talk about this song, and I said, the song came on, and I really love this song, Happy. I got to download it. She goes, oh, I already downloaded it on iTunes. I'm like, you're the best. That's why you're my best friend. Because it's already there, but she loves to listen to it while she's working out, you know, and going. So, but, you know, there's part of it that says, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. And for a while, I thought, what exactly does that mean? And I thought, you know, there's no limitations. Clap along if you want to be happy without limitations. And, you know, there's a lot of different words, but it's really fascinating to me because the clapping, you know, kind of gets you going. It kind of makes you move and think and be happy. And do you guys know what some of the words say? Have you ever really listened? So it the first part is, it might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine sees here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air. Like, I don't care, baby, by the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. So the point is, they're bringing up the word happy, 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 happy. So you keep hearing it, right? Kind of, I don't know. I like it. Maybe I'm just crazy. So I looked up, I'm like, is there steps to happiness? Is there all this? So there's all these articles about being happy. And so some of them I thought they were a little strange. And others I was like, well, okay. So I decided to make my own steps. So I have 6 steps, okay? And the 6th step could probably be like 6 and 7, but I decided to combine it because I didn't know how long I would have. So the first step is, don't worry, choose happy. So you think about the song we just heard, right? They're choosing happy. They're clapping along because they're happy, raising their vibration. So yeah, you know, it's difficult to not worry. I mean, we all worry at some point, but do we let the worry consume us? Or do we try to bring the happiness in? Because everyone around us wants to be happy. We want to be happy. And, you know, how do you kind of minimize worry? I was thinking about this. How do you minimize the worrying? Be in an environment that makes you happy. Being here in this church, like Millie said, I love this church. This church makes me happy. My job does not make me happy. And by leaving my job, knowing that I'm coming to church tonight, or going to, you know, I didn't go to class last night. Shh. You didn't notice, right? Or coming to church on Sunday, or just, you know, like she said, being part of the board. Like, this place makes me happy because I get to see all of these beautiful faces every time I walk into church, and new ones, and new people that I don't have never met. I mean, I don't really recognize you, and I don't recognize you, and I think I recognize everybody else around here. But the point being is, like, this place brings me a lot of joy. So when I'm stressed out and everything, it's like coming here, I kind of forget my worries, and this place makes me happy. So this is where I choose, and it seems like I'm here a lot. So, and then choose attitudes and behaviors that lead to happiness. You know, that it might seem hard, but if you want to grumble and, you know, somebody drives past you and you want to, you know, give them the bird, I don't know, that's not a good attitude, but, you know, you want to choose an attitude and a behavior that's going to make you happy and make other people around you happy. And you got to reprogram your beliefs and values. What do you believe about yourself? And what do you value about yourself? You got to be around people who make you happy. She makes me happy. She sits there all nice and innocent. We all know about her. But it makes me happy to know that she has got a good sense of humor. And then, you know, most importantly, identify your negative thoughts. And the moment you have them, try to put a positive thought in place of it. Or try to make that a positive thought. And if you can't have no way of making that a positive thought, just try to do 2 positive thoughts. Have gratitude or whatever it is. Just try to bring that in for yourself so you can reprogram that mind, the mind that goes, the wheels are turning, the rat race is going, you know. So I saw this quote, and it never said who said it, but I really liked it for don't worry, choose happy. A person who becomes the happiest and grows the most are those who make truth and personal growth their primary goals. It's kind of true, isn't it? The more we grow spiritually and we really want to do the right thing, we become happier. I mean, I've seen a lot of people have come to church and just really not happy and in bad places, and it's amazing to see where they are today. Really amazing. I'm sure who has seen that happen in this church, especially in class. Like, look around if you haven't seen it. It happens every day. Miracles happen every day. The second one is following your gut. Well, you know, if we follow our intuition, we're usually a little bit happier, right, when we do the thing. But if we're kind of not listening to ourselves and we decide to jump off the cliff and our intuition said, yeah, probably not a good idea, and you fall off, you break your leg, well, you're probably not going to be happy for a few days with a little hurt leg there. But the point is, follow your intuition. This is my page that I hand wrote, so I got to read my own handwriting at this point. But it makes me happy. It's kind of like, it's thrilling, because I wrote it. From sadness, or, you know, so basically we're saving ourselves from sadness and from being mad or feeling guilt or feeling shame by following our intuition. Like, today is a good thing. I was thinking about it today. I was at the gas station. And you know how sometimes there's people there and they ask you for money and you don't know if they're really needed or not. And they're just asking for money and going around. But I could feel in this guy. I saw his mom in the car. He was younger. He couldn't have been more than 15, 16 years old. And I said I didn't have cash. I just had my card. But I went inside and put $20 on that pump. And the guy behind me, I said, I don't want them to know who did it, because I just don't want them to know. And the guy behind me, I go, can you go out and tell him? Because he was right next to the pump. He goes, yeah. And as I was walking by, or as I was leaving, he was walking by to tell him. And he just said, thank you for doing that. Because I think he was going to do it too. And that made me happy, because I followed my intuition. And it doesn't matter whether they really needed the gas or not. The point is, I followed my intuition. Because I would have been feeling really guilty and really shameful right now if I didn't do that. And it's not my place to know where these people are, but I knew it. And another thing happened. Who knows who Pam Dotson is? Yes, oh, quite a few of you do. Mm-hmm. So she posted on Facebook about, if some of you saw, an angel with the shamrock. Isn't it shamrock? And then the thing that said good luck. And she had said, and this is me following my intuition. When I was giving her a message, I gave her a message about an angel and shamrock and good luck. Something about her mom. And I just thought, she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I thought, okay, well, whatever. Just take it with you. Well, the next day she walked into a gift shop and she saw that angel with the shamrock wings, a little halo, and it said good luck on it. And she said it reminded me of her mother, and she couldn't believe it. Well, it's kind of interesting. Is the angel's kind of given her that push to be aware? Would she not have been aware? I don't know. If I would have not have said anything to her, maybe she wouldn't have been aware, but I had to trust my gut, right? I had to follow through with that. You know, I think this point on here is so easy. There's so many situations, and I'm sure all of us can have those and talk about following your gut and where it came back. Just like, you know, just talking about message bearing for those that get up in message bearer or in class. Following our intuition and letting the angels tell us things that we might think are absolutely out of this world, but that person knows. And they needed it that day. And that's a blessing. That makes me happy. Being used by God makes me happy. Every time I get that opportunity, I'm just so blessed by that. So the third one I have is gratitude. And I saw this quote in the Bible, Philippians 4:8. It says, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Mm. I mean, it's just kind of amazing. There's little tiny tidbits in the Bible telling you, encouraging you, really, to be happy, to just stay in that love space. And I just randomly picked it out. Like, Millie has this thing where she likes to have the Bible and say, okay, let's just open it up and she'll see what she says. And it always applies to your life. It's kind of amazing how that works out. I was like, wow, I have it on here twice. So, you know, what is being grateful? Telling someone you're grateful for them that day. Write it in a journal. Have a gratitude board on your wall. Have, you know, those calendars, old-fashioned way of calendars. Write one word of gratitude that day that you feel that day, and then look back over it over the year. But by doing that, setting that example, you're training yourself to be happy and to be positive, and most importantly, be happy. And it'll shift you. It's gonna keep shifting you. Number four, forgiveness. You know, holding a grudge is kind of affects our physical. Holding a grudge, what is it? It's only hurting us. It's not hurting the person we're holding the grudge against, because we're holding on to that anger and that resentment. That person doesn't, they've forgotten about it maybe, or they've moved on, but us holding on to it. So I think, so I can give you an example in my life, my dad. And, you know, he was not a good man in my childhood at all. But at one point in my life, I realized I need to look at him as a person and all the things he went through in his life to get where he is. And I decided not necessarily to forgive him, but forgive myself for being so mean in my thoughts towards him. And one day, I did get the opportunity to ask him and question him about things. And he was hurting. He said, I chose the wrong thing. I mean, that's pretty powerful to hear that. And I knew that, but he said that, and it made me think. And only in the spiritual thought pattern was I able to really fully understand that. But some five steps to forgiveness by, his name's Everett Worthington. He just said, recall the hurt, empathize, and try to understand the person's point of view. Yeah, right? What? Be altruistic by recalling a time you were forgiven. Commit to putting forgiveness into words, like a letter or journal. It doesn't mean you have to give it to that person, but you can write it to them. It'll make you feel better. And then, hold on to that forgiveness. Albert Einstein said, if the facts don't fit the theory, change the facts. Right? So, number five, negative thoughts, be gone. Don't you wish you had a genie? And you can just say, every time I have a negative thought, I would just... go away, right? I'd need a lot more than three wishes, I tell you that much. And I'm sure we can all agree. But today I've been listening to this tapping seminar. And it's kind of interesting because one of them said, and I thought, how interesting. I was just writing this part about being, letting your negative thoughts be gone. And the lady said, symptoms, stress, and disease all start from a negative thought or stressor and get perpetrated and to grow and grow and grow. It flows to every cell, joint, organ, every part of your body. Then a breakdown starts to happen in our bodies. And you got to go and fix those negative thoughts because your conscious and your subconscious, it doesn't know whether it's really if it's true or not. It just knows what it's been told. So it thinks it's truth. It was fascinating to listen to her talk about it. I wish, I could have gotten more, but I can't go back and play it because once you hear it, you're done. You can't go back to it, unfortunately. But when you have that negative thought, acknowledge it. It's about retraining your thoughts, which I've mentioned before. At that moment, you have it, replace it again with a positive thought. If you feel you're being negative all the time, you can start by practicing being calm and relaxing, taking 5 minutes out of your day. Read something inspirational, read something funny, look at pictures that make you smile, share something with a friend. Emotions, they affect us, and they do break down to that cellular level. So make an effort to slow it down by turning that negative into a positive and kind of watching yourself get a lot healthier day by day. Because we don't want the negative thinking to become our norm, do we? I don't know how, most people really don't, but sometimes they just don't know how to switch it off to being positive. So six, the last one. Foster friendships and have a meaningful conversation. Well, you got to have your core group of friends, right? You got to have those friends that make you laugh, cry, share, talk, but not just that surface level talk too. You got to be able to talk to them. Your soul's got to be able to talk to them. You got to have friends and that you want to share that with, because otherwise you're just kind of on this going along. You're not really connecting with somebody. I'm fortunate to have a really good group of friends, and I'm very blessed with that. And I never thought I would have had this good group of friends, but it's taken work. It's been, but they are lifelong friends. They will be lifelong friends. You know, simple things. You know, how many of you guys go out to dinner and somebody, one or two people, or you, are on your phone while you're having lunch, dinner?
They call that tech together.
Well, if you think about it, we were having this conversation, tech together. Yeah. It's kind of rude in a way because that person wants your time. They want your time. They want to talk to you. They don't want to talk to your phone because you're not really paying attention to what they're doing. So what does 5 minutes say? When we didn't have cell phones, we found that time to connect. And a lot of times we're missing that connection with people. So we kind of, we should honor that person's time because their time's important. Otherwise, they're going to feel like, well, why am I here? They just want to be on their phone, so I might as well go do something else. It's kind of a waste of my time. So honor those commitments, you know, honor that friendship and just have those meaningful conversations. So I'm going to conclude. I know I'm making this a little fast, but we went a little bit over so we can stay on time. So in conclusion, clap along to your happiness and know it is possible. Trying to find happiness, not worrying, following your gut, having gratitude, practicing forgiveness, removing negative thinking, fostering your friendships, and having those meaningful conversations. So as the song says, nothing can bring me down since my levels are too high. So let's just clap along. And I was going to play this song again because it was kind of fun to watch you guys. But I'm going to end it with a quote. Roy Goodman said it best. Remember that happiness is a way of travel, not a destination. Thank you for this time.